I'm assuming that's on, so I'll turn it that off.
Good morning. I am the Reverend Gwendolyn King, and I will serve as your preacher and presider for this worship experience. So, it's a good day. It's the Lord's day. It's a good time to be in the house of the Lord. And I want to thank you for the invitation to come and be with you once again. I was with you a year ago about this time, and it was a good time. So, it's always a good time with the Lord. So this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to say welcome to all of you. This is St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Kanchaken. And for those of you who are online, welcome. We are glad to have you with us in cyberspace. And it is a thrill for us. Even though we may not be able to see you, you can see us, and you are a part of the gathered community here. So please join us. And for any of you who are guests, please join us as well. Anytime, any place, here's the place to come if you're in the area. Okay. Let's see. So I ask you now to please stand as you are able, in either body or spirit. As the sun rises in the morning, as the heat of the noonday sun spreads across the land, let us worship God. Amen. Amen. Our gathering song. Sorry? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God, you direct our lives by your grace, and your words of justice and mercy reshape the world. Mold us into a people who welcome your word and serve one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The congregation may be seated as we prepare our hearts to receive the word of God.
The first reading is from Jeremiah chapter 28, 5 through 9. The prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hanani in the presence of the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words that you have prophesied and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. But listen now to this word that I speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. The prophets who precede you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of that prophet comes true, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet. The word of the Lord.
The gospel for this fifth Sunday after Pentecost is found recorded in the gospel according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter, beginning at the 40th verse. Jesus said to the 12, Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. Whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. The Gospel of the Lord. Congregation may be seated. I'm going to turn mine off so I can use this. We'll see if this works. Please join with me in prayer. Good and gracious God, come into our presence. Make yourself known to us in your word. Open our hearts, open our minds to your presence. May those words be an uplift as well as a move to action. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our collective hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God, for you are our rock, our strength, and ever-present Redeemer. Amen. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of those little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. I think I need something to drink here. Brought my own cup. Ah. Mmm. Mmm. It's so good. Nothing like a cold glass of water. Mmm. Especially on a hot day. Now today is kind of in the middle, but it's still good stuff. Mmm. Especially when you're thirsty or you've eaten, you know how it is when you've eaten that large bowl of ice cream and you're like, no, I need some water. I need some water. Water, it's that thing that sustains life. After all, our bodies are 70% water, and the earth is also covered mostly by water. It's that element that I just can't get enough of. It's that element that is joined with the Word of God and brings us into the body of Christ by the means of grace known to us as baptism. Water. Wet, quenching, cleansing, refreshing. There's nothing like it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be rude. Would any of you like some? Oh, well, there may be some of you who want some. I could use probably some help to go figure this out. How many, do we have any young ones here who would like to help me out? Any young ones here? Hi. Hi, who are you?
Henry.
Oh, you're Henry. Oh, I've heard about you, Henry. Right size, too. Would you like to help me out? You can do that? Oh, fantastic. That's a good thing, Henry. That's really a good thing. Okay, here. I may as well share some with you. I have a pitcher here of cold water, and I thought I'd give you some first, okay? You want to try that? Ooh, is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It is good, isn't it? Okay, why don't you leave that right there, and I need you to help. Okay, I'm going to send you out with some cups here. And, can you carry this? You look like a strong young man. Can you carry this? Okay, good. Well, you carry that, and I'm going to give you these cups, okay? And I want you to, well, Kaylee's right there, so why don't you try her first, okay? Oh, and by the way, I got something. She doesn't need any water. Okay, well, we'll just go down. By the way, not everyone wants water. Oh, you're being welcomed. That's a good thing. That's really good. You're being welcomed. Just give them a little and move. That's fantastic. Now, did you give her the message I gave you? Well, while he's doing that, I've got to have some more of this good stuff. Just go to a few folks over here too, Henry, while you're out there. Do you need help? Do you need any help? Okay, all right, that's good. I'm glad you're out and about there. You know, this water thing, it's really quite wonderful. I have to tell you, I want to thank, you got some help, good, another disciple, fantastic, we can use them all. This is so wonderful, okay, good. Oh, you're working together, that's even better. Wow, I'm excited by this, I'm totally excited. Okie dokie. All right, when you get done, why don't you go back to your seats there, okay? When you hit most of the highlighted people. There's one in a distant land over there. Do you want some? Great. Don't forget to hit that. That's on the outskirts of town, but you can go. Okay? Go together. There. Oh, fantastic. Oh. Who's your helper, Henry?
Louise.
Okay. Louise? Oh, wow. I love it. Pairing up. That's fantastic. I love it. It's just so good. Well, let me tell you. When I was a kid growing up in Philadelphia, my dad had a very close friend. Are you good? Did you get some? Okay, and this is yours?
Yes.
This is yours. Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much. And you can go back to your seat. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. As I was saying, when I was a kid growing up, my dad had a friend by the name of Nick Boston, and I called him Mr. B. Mr. B would come over to the house for a visit often, you know, see my dad, see us, and so on. And my mom would ask him, being who she was, would say, can I get you something, Nick? And he would always say, nothing but a tall glass of cold ice water. And my mom would dutifully go and get a tall glass of cold ice water and give it to him. And Mr. B would drink it almost immediately. He would down it. And I was always amazed as a kid. I said, boy, he drinks fast. But he would down it. And then he would say, like I do, nothing like it. What my mom was offering Mr. B is what I call a little bit of hospitality. Little did she know that the glass of water, what that really meant to Mr. Boston. He had a kidney disorder, and the glass of water was just what the doctor ordered to help his kidneys function the way they were supposed to. The water was life-sustaining for him, and a tall glass of water really was very refreshing. You never know how a simple act of hospitality, kindness, or compassion toward another can impact that person's life. Hospitality is important, often overlooked theme of the Bible. God instructs Israel in no uncertain terms to show hospitality to strangers. You should also love the stranger, it says in Deuteronomy, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. The New Testament also talks about hospitality. When religious leaders accused Jesus of welcoming sinners and eating with the wrong people, when Paul criticized the church of Corinth for letting the poor go hungry when they celebrated the Lord's Supper, he was accusing them of a breach of hospitality. And the author in Hebrews says that hospitality is important because some have entertain angels without even knowing it. Today's gospel reading, Jesus commends hospitality four times. Now, normally rabbis will go from the lesser to the greater, but Jesus reverses the usual order and argues from the greater to the lesser. And he says, whoever receives you receives me and the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever receives a righteous person will receive the reward of a righteous person, and whoever gives even a cup of cold water to a little one will be rewarded. Today's gospel passage is part of a larger missionary discourse with a set of instructions that are given to the first disciples, and Jesus is sending them out. First, he if you recall, you've gotten bits and pieces of this over the course of time. He sends them out to heal and to get rid of unclean spirits, and he gives them marching orders, and he says not to worry about people who kill the body, but rather fear God who has the power over the body and the soul. and before the Father, anyone who acknowledges Jesus before people and warns, and he also warned them that not everyone will receive them, that there will be some who will reject them. Kelly didn't want any water. There are also some other folks who just didn't want any. But the message of the gospel has been given to all. Henry, where are you? What did you tell everyone who you went to, whether they took water or not? What? Oh, you said God bless you. Well, that was an extra message. That's wonderful. Let me start with the one who you went to first, over here. Do you remember what Henry said to you? He said, Jesus loves me. That's the message, bottom line, that everyone is to give, no matter where you are. And Jesus is sending out the 12 disciples to do the works that they have seen him do, proclaim the nearness of God's realm, heal the sick, and cast out demons. Jesus sent them out with only the essentials, no money, no bag, no change of clothes. In other words, they were entirely dependent on the hospitality of those of the others, and in most cases, the hospitality of strangers. Now, hospitality has two dimensions. First and foremost, the Bible commands hospitality because of the vulnerability of the stranger. Have you ever been in a place that was unfamiliar to you, and you had to get to a particular place, and you're like, I have no idea which way to go. And you go to you have to ask someone, where should I go? Where should I go? And you have to get directions and so forth. Now, as I'm getting older, there are clearly times when I find myself in the grocery store in need of a bathroom break. And usually that's something you just go and do on your own. But if you don't know where it is in the store, you got to go ask. And so that makes me a little more vulnerable than usual. And so I go and I say, excuse me, do you know where the restroom is? And they say, oh, yes, you have to go all the way to the back and go to the, and so on. You're like, thank you, appreciate it. No, don't need to be demonstrative about it. I'll just go and do my thing. So if you're a stranger in a strange land or a place and you don't know things, you are vulnerable. And so these disciples were vulnerable as they went out and about doing the Lord's work. They were having compassion on one another and on those they met. The imperative of justice is to care for those who have no rights to claim, or kindness, or hospitality. In other words, we are to behave toward others as God has behaved toward us. Compassionate toward those who have no claim on our compassion. The second dimension of hospitality is how it affects those who show hospitality. Why do you suppose the world is inhospitable? It's a question I ask at times. I think the answer to that is simply fear, especially of strangers, even sometimes friends. Our world has become a bit inhospitable in places where you wouldn't think that that would be the case. The failure to be hospitable is the failure of faith. We do not admit the stranger into our homes and lives because we are not sure that we can depend on God who mandates hospitality. But Jesus says to his disciples, and that's us included, whoever welcomes receives you, welcomes and receives me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Jesus also says he will reward those who welcome the disciples. This also suggests a turnaround, if you will. Welcoming hospitality is a two-way street. There are those who welcome, and then as you go out, you are welcome. And in this passage, Jesus is sending them out to find those who will receive them, who will offer hospitality to them, who will receive the word of God sent by them. There was one over here who received it, another in the back, and one over there, and one way over there who received the word. But
They didn't come to us. We went to them with a cup of cold water, the word of God, the message of God that Jesus loves you. In our actions, God is saying, Jesus loves you, and by therefore, God loves you as well. So we're not to worry about welcoming and who's being welcome and who's not being welcome, but to spread the word of God, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, I know that you folks here at St. Mark have a wonderful community dinner where folks come in, and that is a sense of hospitality and welcome that you give. And I would invite you to also go out beyond these doors into the streets of Conshohocken, perhaps even to offer and to see if there is a need that needs to be addressed. It can be scary. It can be a vulnerable thing to do. And we Lutheran types don't do that very well. But here Jesus is saying it's a both and. Be welcoming and receiving. You're not responsible for how people receive what it is you give, but you can have a message of hope and compassion that says Jesus loves you. The welcome is already there, Jesus says. And yes, there will be ridicule and rejection as well, but know that God is with you and that spirit of love takes you with it along the way. Jesus told his followers that the way of discipleship is the way of simple, common acts of kindness and compassion. It's a way open to anyone. God only asks us to notice one another's thirst and to take time to offer a soothing drink. A cup of cold water is the smallest of gifts that anyone can bring, but it is precious if you're really thirsty. Jesus offers us a model of human behavior on which the realm of God can be built, a model of discipleship that seeks to be in relationship with every soul we meet. That's you and I, no matter what. We are called to bring Jesus' message of inclusivity to a society that has become increasingly more exclusive. As the rich become richer and the poor become poorer, as nations continue to wrestle with economic disparity and injustice, as neighborhoods become less friendly and as neighbors more adversarial, we need to ask, how can we work on the local level to create a more welcoming world? I am part of a food ministry in the city of Philadelphia. It's called Feast Incarnate. I happen to be on the board, but I also do serving on occasion. And it happens the fifth Tuesday of the month. As a part of our serving, we serve over 110 folks on a Tuesday, and it's 52 weeks of the year. And we have one of those persons whose name is Joe. And Joe acts as our maitre d', if you will. And he makes sure that, you know, when the food comes out and we have servers who go out and serve, they are our guests. The folks who come are our guests. They don't come through a line like a cafeteria, but they actually sit down at a table that's already been set for them, and then we serve them. And Joe says we need two plates here or four plates there or whatever, and we go and we serve those folks. After we had completed our service on one occasion, Joe usually eats last. We put a plate aside under the hot oven bin, and that's Joe's, and he will eat last. And after we had completed our service, there was a time when a gentleman came in, and he was late, and he wanted food, and we were like, and all the food that I could see was gone, but I went into the kitchen and I went into the refrigerator and I tried to scrounge for some vegetables and something, and then Joe went and got a plate and he took a portion of his chicken and gave it to the gentleman. I came with some veggies, and I gave him a bottle of cold water because we were all out of iced tea. The smile on his face spoke volumes. It was a simple gift. It was literally a cup of cold water. We were offering hospitality, but the one who impressed me the most was Joe, who himself was unhoused. And he took what he had and shared it. That was a sighting of God. It's clearly a time when the word of God was shared in a way that said, "You are loved." Another story I share for your thought and is that there's we have a church that's a part of the ELCA that's actually a part of our Senate. You may have heard of it. It's called the Welcome Church. It's a church without walls. And I've been a part of that on many occasions. And the Reverend Violet Little is its main pastor. She has an associate pastor, Charnel, who is Presbyterian. So we're doing a lot of ecumenical things here. And they have connected with the unhoused and the folks who live on the street of the city of Philadelphia. Now, as a part of that congregation, they have all kinds of events. They have a Tuesday event, which happens downtown at a Methodist church, and it's open doors. It's called Tea Time, and folks come in because it's air conditioning, and you know how good air conditioning is. But if you're out on the streets and it's hot, you have no idea what that feels like. And they come in, and they sit, and they congregate, and sometimes there's even a couple of sandwiches available and something to drink. And what I noticed when I went on this particular Tuesday was one of the members who is unhoused brought with him his boombox or his little thing. He had a computer. I'm like, you're on the streets, you got a computer, go figure. But he had his computer and he hooked it all up and he was the DJ in that place. And he played music, and so they were together, gathered as community in that place. They also meet on Wednesdays for Bible study, and they also meet, the women meet to interact with one another. And then on the first and last Sunday of the month, they meet in the park and right across from the Franklin Institute. And there worship happens, and communion is offered. And it's a gathering of not just the folks of the street and the people who are regulars to the Welcome Church, but also others who have come and gathered, even visitors to the city of Philadelphia who see something going on and they come and they gather. And there's a sharing of bread and wine, and a word is preached. And if it's a hot day, a cold bottle of water is given. Those are two instances where hospitality is not only given, but in this place, it is also shared. A welcoming opportunity. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me and welcomes the one who sent me. It is refreshment for my soul. So my friends, I ask you, perhaps you can find a place where God is. Perhaps you can see God in those you meet in the street, and perhaps even a small glass of water or listening to someone who needs to be listened to. Well, I have to say, there are clearly times within the community where you walk and you visit. You might walk a dog for someone, a neighbor is ill, and you might give a meal. There are also little ways in which you can share God's love in the hospitable kind of way. So keep your eyes open for the opportunity. to help the little ones. It will be a blessing for you, and perhaps offering a cup of water. By the way, there's nothing like it. Oh, and by the way, in case you didn't catch the message, Jesus loves you. Cheers, and amen.
Let us confess our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Now let us prepare our hearts for prayer. Make sure you share.
Gathered together by the Holy Spirit, let us pray for the church and the needs of the world. Faithful God, establish your church to offer welcome and proclaim your peace. Nourish us so we can proclaim your hope to the world. God of grace, hear our prayer. Creator God, bring life to places experiencing drought, deforestation, and pollution. Help us to cultivate and care for the natural world around us. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, bring an end to conflict and division. Sustain the work of prophets in our time and work through world leaders to foster understanding, justice, and peace. God of grace, hear our prayer. Provider God, give your children what they need physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We pray especially for Dolores, Francis, Kathy Librito, Ed, Nancy, Annie, Bobby, Jessica, Frank, Larry, Rose, and Michael. Give comfort to those who grieve, especially for Pastor Bill Muller at the loss of his wife, Lori, their family and friend. Bless caregivers as they show God's hospitality through generous service. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Living God, lead us from death to life, inspire new ministries and endeavors, renew established ones, and strengthen our welcoming presence to our neighbors. God of grace, hear our prayer. Eternal God, we remember the faithful departed of this community and of the wider church and world. We give thanks for saints of all times and places. God of grace, hear our prayer. Trusting you receive all our prayers, we commend our spoken and unspoken prayers to you. O God, through Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share that peace with one another as we are able. God's peace be with you. 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 God's peace be with you.
You were,
I know, but weren't you? Didn't you come to churchwide assembly?
Senate assembly. Not this year, but
no, but a year prior. Yeah.
When Brian.
Yeah, I knew it. God's peace be with you. God's peace be with you. Thanks for reading. God's peace be with you.
It is time for God sightings. Do we have any God sightings this morning? All right, Donna. See, I know I'm young. I can move around like this. Thank you.
Yeah. sighting this morning is we have an absolute abundance, I'm not kidding you, of bread. We have gotten bread today from Labus and from Panera. Please, everyone, come and take bread with you. And, you know, you can always take for your neighbors and show God's love that way. We have so much. God has been so good to us.
Thank you. All right, Holly.
So many of you know I've spent several years keeping up with the community garden plot. Unfortunately, this year life just got a little too busy, and my God sighting is that Christopher Reynolds and Matt Hoffman teamed up and got it together this year, and I'm so grateful for that. And I hope that others will join in and help with the watering and weeding, and we hope to share some of the produce from the plot with the CNC and maybe even our community meal on Thursdays. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Stephanie.
I was waiting to see if this was anybody else's God sighting from Thursday night. One of the older ladies that comes, I think she said that she's like 77 or 78. She came and she got her meal and everything, but when she went to leave, she said that she's always, you know, in the mood for a good dinner, but she's really always looking for a good friend. And so she finds that at our meal, so that made me feel really good.
Oh, thank you. I spent my week with a 78-year-old, my mother, and my great niece, who's two years and four months. So it was a wide gamut of family time in Ocean City, Maryland. And Charlotte realized that Uncle Andrew has an amount of undying energy. And I'm the second oldest in the family. But she kept me going. So it wasn't very relaxing because Charlotte goes like this. But she's good for a two-year-old. I enjoyed her. But I'm ready for a vacation now to relax from the vacation.
Okay. I guess I have the announcements for this. I just want to remind you that those announcements are in the back of your bulletin, and highlight one in particular, and that is VBS. If you got kids who are in your neighborhood, who you know, who are yours, grandkids or whatever, and you want to do Vacation Bible School, I believe the last day to sign up is July 1st, and that's this week. Interestingly enough, it's coming quickly. So I just want to highlight that, and the rest of the announcements you can find in your bulletin. I invite the ushers to come forward as we collect our offering to God as well as our tithes.
At this table, everyone is welcome. At this table, everyone is seen. At this table, everybody matters. No one falls between. At this table, you can say whatever. At this table, you can speak your mind. At this table, everything's forgiven. There's enough for everyone. So come as you are. Remember that the door is always open. Yes, come as you are. The perfect gift that you could bring is your heart. So come, come as you At this table, there will be no judgment. At this table, mercy has a seat. At this table, we're all sons and daughters. There's no place I'd rather be. So come as you are. Remember that the door is always open. Come as you are. The perfect gift that you could bring is your heart. At this table, everybody cares. At this table, everybody matters. So come, pull up a chair.
Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, gracious and merciful, you bring forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts toward those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care, and prepare us now to feast on the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should in all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels and the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, he gave thanks, and gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
When we eat of this bread, we share in the body of Christ. When we drink of this cup, we share in the blood of Christ. Reveal yourself to us, O God, in the breaking of bread, as once you revealed yourself to your disciples. The gifts of God for the people of God. Taste and see that the Lord is good. This is the body of Christ given for you, my sister. This is the body of Christ given for you, my brother. This is the body of Christ given for you, my sister. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ given for you, my sister. This is the body of Christ given for you. You're welcome. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ given for you, my brother. Take and eat the body of Christ given for you. Has everybody come? We still have some folks coming up.
Yes.
Given for you, my brother. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you, my sister. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ given for you, my sister. This is the body of Christ given for you, my sister. This is the body of Christ given for you, my sister. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. What about Andrew? Huh? here. You want to come here? Because everybody else has had it. Should we go to him? Should we go to him?
No.
We still have to do Andrew. And you guys. Put that down. Take and eat the body of Christ given for you, my sister. Okay, you pick out the one you want. The body of Christ given for you, my brother. The blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Andrew? The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Please stand in body or spirit as you are able. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Amen. God of abundance, with this bread of life and the cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ. Make us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to a world and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Receive the blessing and benediction. Go forth from this place, knowing that it's as simple as a cold cup of water that can share the love of God with someone. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the God of all grace bless you now and forever. Amen. peace. Share the good news.